Okay. Thank you very much, Gideon. And Laman, the Lord Chazina Kamavachina, to friends and Sadiqim, what I can't see with my eyes right now, I give each and every one of you a bracha. I know that just listening to what Avgidon is describing is this week's shiurim from Olami, and knowing, also speaking to my dear friend over here, Shul and Charlie Harari, about the kind of work that Olami is doing. So I consider it a very, very big schus to be able to talk to you a little bit. Rav Gideon sent me a few of the questions, and the questions are not very specific. I think we all want to enter into the Kedusha of Pesach. It's now Chodesh Nissan. The Gemara says that Chodesh Nissan, that Rosh Chodesh, the day of Rosh Chodesh Nissan, took 10 ataras, 10 crowns. It means that Hashem Baruch is giving us the koach of Kedusha, the crown of Kedusha, this time of the year. Hashras HaShechina, the Mishkan, Yitzias Mitzrayim. The koach to be able to contend with this keser of the klipa of impurity. So let me begin. I'll just share you with you a little story. The truth is, it would be fine if there would be questions to discuss more interactive, maybe we could do that at a different time. But for now, there was a machshava that I had this morning that I was thinking about, and I want to share with you. First, I'll just mention to you a story that I saw years ago in the Sefer. That there were two graduates of the Mir Yeshiva, two Alta Mirs, one whose name is Rav Hertzman, and the other one whose name is Rav Rogoff. Rav Rogoff is a Rav in Chicago for many years, for the very Chashiv of the Sefer. Rav Hertzman also, these are two Tamid Chachamim, Alta Mirs, and Rav Hertzman was visiting in Chicago with Rav Rogoff, and he was very nispol from the zrizus, the excitement of his friend, that his learning, his davening, everything that he was doing was like a bacher, was with such excitement, his chachas. And Rav Hertzman asked Rav Rogoff. They were both very elderly at the time, and he asked them, from where do you take such a his chachas? So he said, many, many, many years ago, when we were learning by Rabbi Yochum, you weren't there that day, but we were waiting in Rabbi Yochum's house. We had a chevra that we had would hear a shmuz from him once a week. And we were waiting for the great Mashgiach Rabbi Yochum to come to his house. It was a beautiful, beautiful spring day. Beautiful. And all of a sudden, Rabbi Yochum came running into the house. And he was like a kid. And he said, Chobietzke comes from the gas. I just came in from the street. And alles wächst. Everything is growing. All the trees, the flowers. It was a Nissen Dicke, a beautiful day in Tkufas Nissen. Alles wächst. Everything is growing. So why can't we? Let's also grow. Let's also grow. So Rav Rogoff said, ever since that day, when I saw Rabbi Yochum and I heard those words come out of his mouth, ever since that day, I asked myself many times, even though now I'm older, it's much harder for me. Chabietzke came from the gas and Alice Vax. Everything is growing. So why can't I? I also want to grow. So the question for this time of the year and for the sugya that we're in right now, I'm not going to give a corona talk. I'm tired, I'll be honest with you. I also want to take some mischadshes. Of course, everything is about corona now. But the ikur has to be, how am I to grow from this? Myself, if I have a kehila, together with my kehila, my yeshiva, my family, my wife, myself, how am I to step out of the insanity, say, go out, ulamad, and learn? Something that I haven't been thinking about until now. Maybe something that I know, I always knew, existed, but I haven't been thinking enough about. So I want to talk about that. Each one has to find in his and her own world, olami, in my world, that bas kol of Hashem speaking to me now, trying to understand Hashem's Baruch's language, that he's speaking to me through this remarkable magefa that we're in. Should end soon. Everybody should have a refuah and yeshua. Ma'aseh Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azai, Rabbi Kiv, Rabbi Tafan, Shahi Musum ben Ebrak, Yitzhak Mitzias, Shankal Esar Laila. So the Tanoim was sitting in Bnei Brak. It was an Eis Tzar, as you know. And they were sitting in Bnei Brak, and they were Mesab Mitzias and Shahim, Kol Oysa Halayla. Kol Oysa Halayla. And the Mepharshim, many Mepharshim in the Haggadah ask, what's the Nafkimina? Kol Oysa Halayla. First of all, Stam could have said, there were some times if you're learning out the halach of telling a story at night, so just say the night. How you mitzvah, be it's yes, it's time, Belila. But why does it say, kol oisa halayla, that very night? Kol oisa halayla, that very night. My father, Zechon Levacha, told me that he heard from the closing of Rabbi Schussi and Elena that the Tanaim were telling us that each one of us goes through a night. Every generation has a night. Chlal is a night, and then Befrat individuals, there are many who are going through a terrible night time right now. Family members who are sick or have passed away and so on. Fear, anxiety. Klosenberg of Schussel has said that how you mitzab me, see some kol oisa halayla, that they were telling the story that very night, which means lefi oisa halayla, according to that night that you're going through right now. The Tanaim was saying that one is able to draw strength, chiyus, from Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kol Oysa Halayla, whatever that night is that you're going through. They had their night with the Romans that they were trying to survive, trying to keep Am Yisrael going at that time, trying to pull us through the crisis of that terrible Chorm. And my father, Oliver Shalom, I was talking about, who said, told this to me, my father and my mother, they went through their night, that terrible night of the Holocaust. And our turn has come for some strange night called Oysa Halayla. And the Tanoim was Hamasab Mitzvah called Oysa Halayla because they were telling us that in order for us to survive any night, nationally, collectively, individually, in order for us to survive any night, the survival, the tactics of survival have to be found in Yitzias Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim and Yitzias Mitzrayim. That God really doesn't have much to say about actually leaving. It's talking more about being there. So this is our night, right now. Really globally, the entire world is being put through a terrible night. So from Yetzirah Mitzrayim, we have to take, from Pesach Yetzirah Mitzrayim, we have to take a certain mahalach, a mindset, a way of thinking. And I'm addressing this because from a lot of the emails and calls that I'm getting from all over the world, it's not a Jewish way of thinking. They're not expressing a Pesach Dik Mahalach. Now, you're all learned people. Talmid Chachamim, if there are some Rebbetzins together, I don't know. But you're Choshev Choshev Talmid Chachamim, and I'm not telling you something that you don't know. I only want to share with you what I believe we have to mechazer within ourselves and within the people Hashem's Baruch has sent to us, to have as a mahalach of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Pesach. After the Milchama, after the Holocaust, there was a survivor who came to the Seder, who was able to come to the Seder of the Beis Yisrael Shchus, you know, the Ger Rebbe. At that time, he wasn't yet Rebbe. But he came to the members. He came to the Seder of the Beis Yisrael. And the Beis Yisrael sang with a beautiful niggun. Yocham yibayid yoyim. Chamad loyim ababuzer. Abizeli amarti el b'shoy sheish matza. Umara munachum lefanecha. And the Beis Yisrael sang this a few times. And then with the same niggun, he said, sometimes a Jew could think that only when things are clear, only when it's a clear day, things are going well, when it's a mibo'id yom type of a day, but that has to pun them. No kashas, no darkness, and so on. Yochel mibo'id yom, that my avodas Hashem, I can be over Hashem, and that my avodas Hashem is precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Talmud Leimer, Mavu is there. Mavu is Zele Amati, Elabishai Shish Matza, Mormon Lachim Lefanecha. Matza means, as this farm bring down, Matza is Lashon of Matza, even means contentiousness and fighting and difficulties and machlokes. Mora means terrible bitterness and suffering. And the Rebbe said, Beis Yisrael said, that a person should know Talmud Leimer Bavu is there, that the whole tachlis of Pesach, the whole tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Bavu Rezeh, is for this purpose. That a Jew who is living and in his life at this moment, there's matzah umara, there's difficulties, questions, fighting, tension, mora, bitterness, tsaris, munachim lefanach. Our munachim lefanach, bavu zeh. The whole union of Pesach is bavu zeh. So what is it that we can think about that we take from Pesach? See that many of the chevra sent to me through Rav Gidon that to talk about Pesach. That's what we're thinking about. That's what's right now in our lives. This makkah that's called Corona, so I alluded to as the crown because it means, as you know, crown, it's a kesa of tumah of klipa. It obviously contains within it in a mysterious way all the 10 makkahs. One of the chevra sent a question about the plagues and corona. I'm not going into the protem of each one of the ten markers and how we see all the ten markers rolled up, the tamsis, so it's all rolled up into this corona, which is the keser of the klipa of markers. But you all know that Chazal revealed to us that with every marker that brought destruction upon Mitzrayim, each marker brought a refuah to Yisrael. Each marker brought a refuah to Yisrael. This strange v'nahafeichu, the roots of this v'nahafeichu are already told to us at the beginning of the Golas Sefer Shmos. Paro says, we have to think of something because the Jews are multiplying. More and more Jews. So Paro came up with a program of misery, of suffering, of torture, a Jewish solution, a final solution to the Jewish problem of Penyurba. And V'nahafechu was that Kashiyanu Oisai Ken Yirba V'chen Yifrais. The Kashiyanu Oisai, the Davka, through the implementation of that final solution on the part of Pyro, Kashiyanu Oisai, the V'nahafechu was they had the opposite effects. Ken Yirba V'chen Yifrais. We became more and we became stronger, more powerful. Can you be in your fruits? Chazal say, Paroi ba v'oimer pen yerba. Paro was saying, perhaps lest the Jews multiply greatly. Ruach HaKadosh Shemer is ken yerba. Ruach HaKadosh Shemer is ken yerba. It's a very, very, very deep sugya chavra. This Ruach HaKadosh is one that was not only back then. It's a Ruach HaKadosh that you and I have to access right now. Mamish right now. Where the Makkah comes and says, Pen Yerba, the Makkah is coming to destroy, to annihilate, to bring suffering and death. And the entire world is reeling in pain. From the Makkos, the Asurim, and the Tzaras of Pen Yerba, of having the Shach Malay that comes from the other side, the side of Tumah, Paro, the Sitra Achba, having the Shach Malay. And through this, the Sitra Achba was given the ability to bring about Kol Eisa Halayla, this night of Corona, of the Makkah, of the Rosh, of the Klipa, of the Kesa, of the Klipa, of the Makkos. And as a result of that, it has brought terrible, terrible fear, anxiety, depression, suffering, death to the world. Jews have been hurt, Loreleno as well. Jews were hurt by Paro's Makkos also. And Paro used to bathe in our blood. But, Ruach HaKodesh Omeres, listen, Chavrim, Ruach HaKodesh Omeres Ken Yerba, which means that Davka through this marker that we're going through now, called Oisar HaLaila, this night, that Davka through this night, the Baruch Shalom is giving us, because he loves us, an opportunity of Rav Otsum, of Revava Kitzema Chasada, of Etigdali Vatirbi, Vatigdali Vatirbi, Ruach HaKodesh Omeres Ken Yerba, Ken Yerba. Because there are two ways of living through this marker that we're in right now. There are two ways for any person to live through Kol Eisa HaLaila, whatever that night is in his life. There are two ways. The Mitzri has a way of going through it. The Mitzri, a person who's a Mitzri, gets a patch, gets a marker. He's put through the grinder of matzah and maror. It's not me by yain. It's manishtana halayla hazeh. Oh, this night is so different. Manishtana halayla hazeh. But the mitzvah believes that there is no tachlis to any of this. There is no purpose to any of this. This is a scientific mystery that unfolded due to foolish mistake made on the part of people in their personal hygiene, a lack of, and then had better precautions been taken and had there been more transparency and the world would have worked on this from its very beginning, that the Magefa would not have arrived or would not have spread to such a degree. And all of us here in the five towns and in Borough Park and Ramat Beit Shemesh, Canada, Baltimore, wherever we are, all of us would have been able to read interesting articles like we did about the Ebola back in 2014. And not to krechts too much, some people far away, nabach, went through some sorrows. A lot of people died by the Ebola in Africa. But no, the Malchamavis didn't come to our neighborhood. The people that were foolish enough to even be prancing and dancing around, ignoring the warnings of doctors and poskim. Not necessary to say more about that. Even now, there are people who are foolishly responsible enough to do that. And the Malachamavis, as long as the Malachamavis was far away, a different continent, so Mazanogeli. I don't have any relatives in Sierra Leone, you know, Ebola country. I don't have any relatives over there. So the Mitzri, who thinks that life is just and suffering is just an Indian of science, of math, of statistics, and so on. But it's not that there's a deeper message, a deeper tachlis. That our Father who loves us, who adores us, is bringing us to something great. Rav Vatsum, Batigli Vatirbi, Ravavakitsama Hasada, Kain Yerbe, through difficulties. The Mitzri doesn't grow through his suffering. The Mitzri is crushed by his suffering. The Mitzri is destroyed and made into a smaller person. And the life becomes a life, the house becomes a house of Matzah Mariva, all the Shalom Bayis hotlines are busy. Hashem Yirachem, it's an Isayin. And families falling apart, Hashem Yirachem. The Yisurim and the Makas break and crush and destroy. Because it just seems to be, as one person wrote to me in an email, seems to be random. It's a lashon of kriya, random. So the Ish Mitzri is not going to grow or change from this. You remember that by 9/11, there was such an unbelievable ruach of Achdus of Ahava in America. Things were for a brief moment clear. There was an Ata HaResa experience. But then afterwards, you know, somebody told me, Ayid told me from Brooklyn that in his years ago in his Bessa Medrash, there was Lo Aleinu, someone had a child who was very sick, who was dying. And the father and mother led a campaign in the shul that was recommended to them by a tzaddik, led a campaign to stop the talking during davening, because the shul was known as one of the hotbeds of talking during davening. And he was crying and begging, and they were working hard on this with the Rav to put an end to the talking. And the Ayid told me that Lo Aleinu, the child died. She eventually died. And the talking in that shul, he told me, I don't know the name of the shul. The talking in that shul is worse than ever. And the greatest instigator of conversations in the shul is the father of the girl who died. There are people who will go through whatever the makkah, whatever Oysa Halayla is, and they emerge the same small people they were to begin with. They come out the same as they were when they went into it. Nothing essentially changed. Yeah, during the time, there's a lot of tillum and there's a lot of togetherness and everybody's, you know, givaldi. But after the makkah is over, they're essentially the same klinik kapelach, small people. What's going to be with the simchas after the makkah? More modest. What's going to be with our eating habits? What's going to be bichlal? So many levels. Are we going to feel his chadshes the morning after? Alice Vax, the world is changing. The world is growing. I also want to change. I want to grow. Well, once the Miba'od Yom resumes, once the daylight resumes, so it'll be the same smallness, the same Eichendekatness, the same Narishkeit. The same Narishkeit. That's an Ish Mitzri. But an Ish Ivri, a Yid, an Ish Emuna, a man of faith, a person of faith, believes that if a makkah is sent, it's sent from the one who loves us, who loves the world. It's sent by the one who is giving a makkah, like Chazal say, on every blade of grass, and Amalek gives a makkah and says, Gadel. And that the Baruch Shem is giving a patch and saying to each and every one of us, Gadel, grow. 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 There are people who don't know what to do because they've never made Pesach in their lives. They don't know what to do. There was an advertisement that somebody showed me, an article that somebody showed me, where there was a person who usually runs Pesach programs. They should all have Yeshua. I know it's very hard for them at the Parnassah, and that's a tzar, and it's a daven that everybody should have a tkuma that. Not happy about anybody losing not a penny, not a penny. But that somebody wrote an article to give chizik to his clients that they've been coming to him for years to try, recommending them that they try to recreate a little bit of the hotel atmosphere at home. So to be able to have, he suggested something like, this is not a joke, he meant it seriously, to have a tea room in your house. There's the maisa. To have a designated tea room 24 hours where those who are stuck at home and can't be at the program will be able to have 24 hours mezainas. I don't know whatever it is. I've never been in a tea room in my life. And that within the family or whoever is stuck in the house for Pesach, they should take turns providing entertainment of some sort. You get the idea. So during the night, there are still those with a mitzvi mentality. So what's going to be after? But in Ish Yisrael, a Yid, a real Yid knows that the Baruch Shem is telling him, Gadel, grow. I'll read to you from the writings of Rav Kook. Rav Kook and the Kovitz in Kovitz Vav, in the Shemoneh Kovatzim, the sixth Kovitz, Reis Samach. Kshemagish Odom Shinaris Harbi Baruchnis, and a person feels that much in his life has been destroyed. Yeda that is being destroyed, Ruchnis, and Gashim is being destroyed. Amaka, Kolesha Alayla. Yeda Shehigia Loy Hatar Lebinias Binyan Chadash. He should know that his turn has come to build a new building. Yoysenal of Nisgav, more elevated, more exalted. Yoysekayim of Mufur, stronger and more splendorous. Imashahai be shining from what was at the beginning. Vias Chazek, Vias Amates, he should strengthen himself, take courage. The Tikkun Maisav Udrochav, the Tikkun Maisav Udrochav, to think of ways in his life to make life more chashiv, more mature, more important. Ba'aymetz leivav, with great courage of the heart, b'chefetz tahar, and pure desire, b'leiv molei oiz v'simcha, with a heart that's filled with strength and with joy, not fear, anxiety, depression. Molei oiz v'simcha p'nimis ki toiv v'yasha Hashem, Yisrael and Ish Ivri believes ki toiv v'yasha Hashem, that Hashem is good, and he's erlich. Halkein yerech atarim v'adorach, therefore he gives all of us who have done things in our lives that are not the way they could have been or should have been, he shows us a path. Yadreich anovim b'mishpat, v'yilamed anovim darkai. He teaches those who are humble enough to admit that things need to change. He shows them a path. Each one in his own life will be coming out of this darkness will need to think about the path that Hashem is showing you. I'm not going to speak about your particular path. I raised the topic of Pesach programs. I've been screaming about that for the past 40 years. It's made some sort of a dent in some circles, I believe. That's just one particular Indian. But Hashem is showing us. Now, Paro didn't know that Am Yisrael is a nation of faith, of Emunah. That Am Yisrael lives in a reality that's called Ein Od Milvadai, that is able to take every makkah of the 10 makkahs, of all the makkahs, and of Corona as well, and to make it into a v'nahapaychu, as an opportunity to vax and to grow, to change, to become better. Because Jews believe in Tov Yashba Hashem, and this is all coming from Hashem's goodness and His love for us, to accelerate our growth, to bring us to Mashiach. To be able to take the pen yerba, to make it into a kain yerba, kain yerfraiz, the koyach of a nishmas Yisrael of a yid, to be able to transform the darkness into light, the bitterness into sweetness as it's brought down the Akdom into the Zohar Kodesh. To change the darkness into light, the bitterness into sweetness. Paro didn't know such a thing. He didn't know of an achnu kamed of an isaydad. We also might not know of that, but we have to think about that, be mechazik ourselves. Rav Kook writes in Kovitz Aleph, the first Kovitz. Tov Kuf Chaf Aleph. Ha'um Mashiach Yonekes Min Hakol. The nation that draws its strength from Hakol. Mimkar Hakol. From the source of all life. From that which is higher than all that exists. Kaveshes hikish nechbeshes, becomes a conqueror when she's been conquered. Minatzaches hikish yimunutzaches, becomes victorious when she's defeated. Ukubetzes hi bepizura, is able to be together despite the social distancing and being separated and put apart. She's able to take control and rule over herself at the time of Shibut. That's our Avodah Chevra. To rule all of our over ourselves at the time that we're being meshubah to this sickness, that in our homes that there should be no seis v'sheva, there should be no sickness and suffering, but fighting and quarreling, inflicting pain upon each other, smallness, matzah, umara. What's our avodah? The avodah is the avodah of simcha. With this, I'm going to end. I'm sorry for taking so much of your time. And the Sipur Maisius from Rabbi Nachman's Tzusi Helena. And the most remarkable story of all, the last one that he told around a half year before he died. The Seven Beggars. Which are stories within stories within stories. Each word is the deepest, deepest, deepest secrets of Torah. The story is not finished. It'll only be finished when Mashiach comes. So Maisa Pamachas Hayamelach, Ohila Ben Yechid, Ohila Ben Yachid. He says there was once a king who had an only son. For Otsar Malach Limusar Malucha of Noy Bechayev, and the king wanted to give the Malucha, wanted to give Malucha, Malchus, control to his son while the king was still alive. He also, Mishta Goli made a great banquet, and so on. He goes on to describe, and certainly it was a great simcha. And all the great princes and noblemen and ministers were there. All the ministers. They made a big celebration. Goes on to describe more. All types of simcha there. Kapelyish, there were orchestras, komedyish, there were plays and comedies. Chiyetzim is a shows. Kolminei simcha. And when everybody was in a state of tremendous joy, the king got up and he said to his son, one day, I know, in the future, you're going to go down from your malucha. Doesn't say how. You're going to lose control of the malchus. Back to you, b'simcha. And make sure when that happens, make sure tiyah b'simcha. The Rebbeinu Shlom gave the world that our time that we were born into tremendous, tremendous melucha. And then in 1 second, the whole world has lost its melucha. It's not in control. The Rebbeinu Shlom is saying, teaching every one of us, Aktiya b'simcha, to regain the malchus in your home, in your shul, in your marriage, your kids, in life. Aktiya b'simcha. Be an ish ivri, an ish yehudi, a yid. To believe in the tov agonas, to believe in the or, to believe in the refuah that this marker is bringing to the world. So you and I will be Zayich Mitzvah Shem to help. I understand that most of you are leaders of some sort. And even if not of a community, certainly a family, a home. Hashem's Baruch should help us. We're desperately in need of strong leaders. There's a tremendous hester upon them that we're going through. Make sure not to become sad that the melucha has fallen. And that's chus, and with that koch, will have the eyes, the strength, and the oimitz, and the courage to be able to lead our chevers, whoever they are, and our families, and to get ready for the big gula of kimeitzes, kimeitzes, kimeitzesheim, and ran on the flows with the gula shem v'amitis, and mehem yameinu amein v'amein. Shkoyach.
Amen. Shekhar from Weinberger, thank you so much. Thank you. On behalf of all those who joined us, I know that it wasn't easy to find the time, and I really appreciate it. I know that there are many others who are with us here now who appreciate it as well. I want to thank all those who joined us. I know there were many people from outside the Dalit Amos of the Olami community, and we're happy that you joined us as well, somehow hearing about it, which is great. If you want to learn more, Agav, about the work that we do, please feel free to check out what we do at olamicareers.com. You can also email me, gshoshan@olami.org, to find out anything about opportunities to work with us. Again, Yasher Koach or Weinberger, thank you very, very much for this message. I hope to see Dishmaya that we're all zeicha to find the or at the end of this cheshach and to grow through this experience in a permanent way. Thank you very much for making the time. I appreciate it. I wish everybody a wonderful day. Thank you.
Kalton, Shkach.
Yes, Shkach.